NFL draft just a couple of days away, we're taking one last look at what separates some of these elite quarterbacks from the rest of the pack. Alongside Steve Atwater, I am Phil Milani inside the Pat Bowlen Fieldhouse. And Steve, let's start with this guy right here, Sam Darnold, the quarterback a lot of people think is going to go number one overall. And we take a look at him here. This is that game against Penn State in the Rose Bowl when he went toe for toe with Saquon Barkley back and forth. And Steve, let's take a look at a play that really separates Sam Darnold from the rest of the guys.
Right. Right now, we got to cover two. And it looks like this safety got caught, okay? And he can't get to this third receiver right over here. And this safety is too far over. And Sam Darnold notices that, is able to step up into the pocket to draw some of the linebackers up, and is able to dump it right over their heads for a touchdown.
Yeah, he felt a little bit of the pressure coming from this side, kept his eyes downfield, which he'll have to do at the NFL level, and then steps up, makes an easy strike, and that's why part of the reason why USC won that Rose Bowl game. Now let's move on to a guy I know that you like. That's Baker Mayfield, who won the Heisman Trophy last season. We know about the completion percentage. Steve, take us through this play right here.
Yes, Baker Mayfield got cover one coverage. He knows that the cornerback over here is in man-to-man coverage. It's a little stop-and-go route. They're on the same page, and he looks at this receiver and sees that he's inside, and he stopped, throws the ball over the outside shoulder of him, away from the safety, middle field safety. Touchdown.
Easy play for Baker Mayfield. What about this one against Kansas State?
Yes, this one we got, looks like we got man-to-man coverage again right here. We got halves on the backside. These guys all have man-to-man in here. He gets turns around the cornerback and is able to throw a strike. Fortunately for the other team, they were able to run him down. But another great pass, great awareness by Baker Mayfield to notice what the defense is and find the weakness in it.
Yeah, a lot of people say, hey, Baker Mayfield is throwing to wide open receivers. Well, there's a big reason why. He knows what the defense is trying to do before the snap. Then another cerebral quarterback here, Josh Rosen, played into that pro-style offense in UCLA. This is that comeback victory against Texas A&M. Sorry, Von Miller. Steve, take us through this play right here.
Yeah, it looks like we got cover one coverage. We got man-to-man. We got a six-man rush up here, and it looks like somebody was supposed to take 81. They didn't do it. They rushed instead. He was able to step up, find the open man, and 81 is able to make a couple of extra moves and get the ball down the field there.
And then on this one, looks right down the seam.
Yes, looks like it's cover four coverage. Safety's a little far to the inside. If he were more towards the middle of the field, he'd be in perfect position to make a play. Josh Rosen notices this and able to deliver a strike with a lot of velocity right on the money. That's what he can do. That's what he can provide for a team, that accuracy and able to notice what defenses are doing to try and defend them.
That's an NFL throw right there. NFL quarterback living down the seam. And finally, another Heisman Trophy winner here, Lamar Jackson out of Louisville. A lot of people talking about the way that he uses his legs. Is he a wide receiver? Is he a quarterback? Well, hey, we heard from John Elway last week. Said you're going to have to make your living inside the pocket. Steve, take us through this play right here.
Yes, Lamar Jackson is definitely a quarterback, but sometimes defensive backs can help you out by doing things like this. Squatting, looking in the backfield when it's a pass. He should have been looking at the receiver. The receiver's running full speed down the field. Lamar Jackson is able to throw the ball beautifully over his head. Jalen Smith is able to outrun the guy for a touchdown. Beautiful pass by Lamar Jackson.
You never did that.
No, never did that. Can't look in the back.
Yeah, well, there's no tape like that of you, yeah. Steve. Let's take a look at another play here, a day game this time.
Yeah, another man-to-man coverage, another poor job by the defense of getting out of position, getting turned around. He notices it and also notices that the safety here moves out of the way and opens up a big gap for them right in the middle there. Another touchdown to Jalen Smith. Lamar Jackson, definitely a passing quarterback, not a receiver, not necessarily a running back, but he can do it all.
Definitely a couple of reasons why these elite quarterbacks could all go in the first round, maybe six quarterbacks in the first round for the first time since 1983. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater, I'm Phil Milani. We will both be in Dallas. Check out our coverage coming up on Thursday.